Chris Gardner in Cleveland, Ohio at the second session of the WNBA Draft Combine, talking with Houston Comets coach and general manager, Carlene Thompson. Well, Carlene, let's give me your take on a general overview of what you're seeing so far today.
We see a lot of good talent out here, a lot of mid-major talent, and I think that's a good thing because, you know, you don't really get to see them as much during the year. Definitely some sleepers that may slip to us at number 8. But overall, it's been good.
Without giving away names of particular players, what position do you want to, would you like the team to address with an 8 pick?
I would really like to be able to get us a guard, point guard, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll take the next, you know, the next best player that falls to us at 8.
Any possibility of trading the pick?
It's a possibility, but, you know, I definitely need a point guard. So.
Okay, just talk about the players you have signed thus far.
Well, Micah, you know, Micah Voss, she's coming in. She's definitely going to be a great fit for what we're trying to do defensively, and she'll give Cheryl good minutes, you know, rest so we don't have to play her as much. Also, Tasha Butts, who I'm bringing into training camp. She's a great two guard. She can score, but mainly her defense and being able to guard, you can put her on any top player in the league, and she can, I believe she has the ability to stop them. We have some more sitting on my desk to get out with contracts, and that should happen this week sometime. So we're definitely doing a lot of work, just putting our heads together, me and my coaching staff, and trying to make this thing work.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Can you tell me which players have impressed you or anybody stand out the most thus far in the session today?
There's a few, and I'd rather not say right now because we're, you know, the ones that have stood out to me or maybe reassured me of what I had already been thinking could be possible picks. But, you know, you walk in here and you think one thing, and then you may leave out of here and you have a whole different thought. So I've definitely seen some talent that I like.
Well, let me ask you this. Being a Houston media outlet, I got to ask you about Rice's Lauren Neves, the post player. So what are your thoughts on her?
Okay, I think she's a good post player. She's been consistent today, doing good things. But, you know, for us, we're definitely looking to fill that perimeter. And we lost a lot when we lost Dominique Canty and Tamika Dixon. So, you know, we look pretty solid in the post. I'm going to bring in some post players also, maybe a backup 5, you know. But she looks good. But, you know, again, we're really trying to fill that need up, you know, at the perimeter.
And with the team's second round pick, is that going to be a need, pass selection, or the best available player?
That's going to be somebody everybody's going to really love. I'm hoping, you know, that we can get a good player there. I like to call it our secret weapon. But, you know, who knows? 14, we should be able to get something pretty good.